March Madness usually means basketball, but a different form strikes Congress every year. This month, like every March, Alaskans were among the thousands of constituents who went to Capitol Hill aiming to persuade their members of Congress to vote for a bill or take up a cause. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin asked what they hope to achieve with these Hill visits.
The group in orange scarves? That's YWCA. Red and white scarves, the Diabetes Association. And here's a group of medical students in white lab coats pushing a bill to provide services to the homeless.
We wanted to look official.
Yeah.
And yeah, we went to see Representative Jamie Raskin from Maryland, the 8th District. And that's because it's my actual rep.
And that's the idea of the Hill visit. You come to Washington for a conference, then you go to the Capitol and reach out to your own representative and senators. A cynic would say politicians only grant access to donors or lobbyists. Pay to play. That's the conventional wisdom. But Carrie Howard of Juneau can't believe her luck. She's in a basement cafeteria at the Capitol. It's early afternoon, and she has completed the Alaska trifecta in half a day.
And we've already had lunch and met with all three of our offices. All three of them.
Isn't that cool?
Howard came to advocate for Parkinson's research. She's with Rocky Plotnick of Anchorage.
Yeah. So we've seen Senator Sullivan, Senator Murkowski, and then we saw Congressman Young, staffer.
Neither Howard nor Plotnick are Republican campaign donors. In fact, Plotnick has contributed to candidates running against Murkowski, Sullivan, and Young. She says when the battle is Parkinson's disease, none of that matters. And Plotnick feels she got great access.
It's not like there's the bad guys and the good guys on this. It's a very nonpartisan, universal issue.
Howard says a key point of their visits is to personalize Parkinson's to the congressional delegation. Howard was diagnosed 2 years ago.
Well, it's to give a face to the disease and to let them know they do have constituents who love Alaska and want to stay in Alaska in spite of this challenge.
That's just the kind of thing a constituent visit can do. So says University of Maryland political scientist Chris Miller. She wrote a book about what House members and their staff picture when they think about the people they represent.
You know, who comes to mind more readily and how does that then shape what they say on the floor, what they do in terms of bill sponsorship and voting and so forth.
What she found is, yes, phone calls, letters, and certainly office visits make a lasting impression.
The kind of subgroups of constituents that come to mind more quickly do tend to be those that make themselves known through contact.
Whether a Hill visit can change a lawmaker's mind, that's beyond the scope of her research. But sometimes a Hill visit will change a senator's priorities.
When you meet with constituents and you hear from them and you see these issues, that it can have a huge impact on you. And I'm seeing that.
Senator Dan Sullivan told the Alaska legislature his eyes were open to the opioid crisis in 2015 when 8 women from Juneau traveled to Washington for an anti-addiction rally and called on his office.
It was probably the most impactful meeting I've had as a U.S. senator.
By the end of their visit, Sullivan says there wasn't a dry eye in the room. He heeded their call to support the Comprehensive Addiction and Recovery Act. And the opioid crisis remains one of his top issues.
Would you like some coffee?
Sullivan tries to meet with every Alaskan who makes the trip to D.C., but so many arrive in March that he's started holding constituent coffees to meet with several Alaska interests at once.
Sure, I'm Candy Jo Bracken. I'm Alaska PTA president, and we're here to advocate for safe schools.
Bracken was one of 700 PTA representatives on the Hill that day from all states. Hundreds of postal workers were also making their Hill visits at the same time. Bracken says it's an annual convergence, the PTA and the letter carriers.
Staying at the same hotel every year.
While she waited for Sullivan to arrive at the morning meeting, she had time to discuss her issue with his chief of staff, Larry Burton.
Security systems or the security protocols?
All the way across the board.
It's a Kodak moment for representative democracy. Alaskans are few in number and may have better access than most Americans. But don't be too quick to throw out the conventional cynicism about Capitol Hill in general. A pair of graduate students conducted a field experiment in 2013 to test whether money buys access. They found that when people seeking appointments are identified as active political donors, they are three times more likely to get a meeting with their congressmember or a senior staffer compared to those identified as concerned constituents. Reporting from the U.S. Capitol, I'm Liz Ruskin.